Welcome back to Renovation Psychology, the show about the human side of the hammer. I'm Dr. Debbie. I'm a psychologist with 3 decades of family practice and a lifetime of home renovating under my tool belt. And yes, I've written the book Renovation Psychology, Putting the Home Team to Work. We're taking your calls at 1-888-58-RENOVATE. That's 888-587-3668. Well, you know, summer's not completely over. We can still do more things. How about pretending that your home team is only a guest at your house? Hey, pretend. Discover the place together and talk about how you think these people live. Pretend, discover. With just a few prompts to stay polite, it can be quite fun. Can you imagine walking around your own house, pretending you're a stranger in it? My goodness, what would you think if you see the things where they are, the colors, the arrangements, the stuff? What would you think of those people? Can you guess what they like? Can you guess what they do? Can you imagine what their days are like? What's important to them? It could be an interesting reflection on your family and an eye-opener, too. See if any ideas come up to improve traffic flow or room arrangements. Your willingness to play with your family, to be teased, will lighten things up and improve harmony. Email us. Share your story with us. Go online at renovationpsychology.com. And be sure to call 888-58-RENOVATE. Here's our contractor's corner. We'll hear it from the pros. We have Mr. Leisure here today from Leominster, Massachusetts. Thank you for joining us in your roofing business.
Thank you very much, Dr. Debbie.
Oh, it's great to have you here. We're going to learn so much from you about roofing.
Okay.
If you're going to do a roof yourself, what are the things you need to think about to do it right, other than the obvious hammering on a bunch of shingles? And if you're going to hire somebody to do it, what do you need to know in order to understand if they're doing a good job?
If you strip a roof, you're looking at your structural. If you have boards and you're going to reuse your boards, you got to make sure that all your boards are re-nailed with 8D nails.
That's a special nail.
And then after that, you have to turn around and put your ice water shield, which is Grace. I suggest that you do 18 inches of it.
Of what is that?
Ice water shield. Because The other stuff is not worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called.
And that's a sheet of something? Is it like a roll?
It's a two-square roll. Mm-hmm. 1.98 to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
So I let it hang over half an inch to three-quarters of an inch over your trim, okay?
Down at the bottom?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, you put your drip edge down.
On top of that?
Yes.
Hmm.
Because when you have your water, like if it's windy and your water goes in, 60-mile-an-hour wind, sometimes will want to go up underneath.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have that hanging over and you nail that, well, even if it does go underneath, it does not go inside the wood you have it. So you do not get any moldus and rots in the years to come.
Okay.
And then after that, you use 15-pound felt.
You put the felt on after. Okay.
On after, then you start your felt. You got your 18 inches on each side of your roof, you know, your felt. That goes all the way up to the ridge.
You have some special treatment you do if you have a roof coming down to a chimney, don't you?
Yeah. Well, if it's in the middle of your roof.
They call it a saddle?
Well, some people call it a saddle, yeah. You put it in the front of your chimney.
Mm-hmm.
So that way all the water and everything goes aside in the ice and the snow. And that's got to be ice water shield all the way around your chimney, which I do 3 feet on each side on the bottom and 3 feet on the top.
That's pretty important to do.
Yeah, because that's just number one. And then you have your step flashing, and then on top of that you have your lead. So if you do it properly, you can do an overlay later on through the years, and you don't have to worry about the flashing or anything because it's done properly the first time. That way, because most people, they just go ahead and put tar. Tar, you shouldn't have any tar around. The only place that you put your tar is against your ice water shield when you put it against the brick so it holds there. That's the only time.
It sounds like if you set this job up right the first time when you got the roof stripped, and you put all the flashing where you're supposed to put it and the way you're supposed to put it, if that foundation is right, you're going to be in good shape for years to come.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very, very good shape.
Mm-hmm. How many courses of shingles would you think is all right to put on a roof? I've heard from some people 2 or 3 courses. What do you think?
You cannot put any more than 3.
Uh-huh.
That's
why they make roofing nails in 3 sizes, right?
Yeah, but, you know, you're not supposed to put a third layer on.
Okay.
It's against the code.
Oh, it's against code.
You're just allowed to do 2 roofs, mm-hmm. 2 layers. You can't put a third layer on top. Third is against the code.
Okay.
Yeah.
But some people will try it anyway, I'm sure.
Oh, they'll do it, yeah. Yeah, but you look at 3 layers, and 1 square, 10 by 10, is exactly 225 to 245 pounds. It depends on if you have...
Oh, wow. That's the size of a grown man.
The difference of the weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you do have your architectural shingles, and you have 2 layers, you already got 500 pounds per square on your roof.
Like that 10 by 10 foot square?
Per square, but if you look at it, it's dead weight, so it's all over.
Yeah.
And it's heavy.
So you put 3 of them on.
You put a third, you can imagine if you have snow or anything, you have to have a very, very structural house that is not going to go down in years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an important consideration, is the weight that you're placing right on your rafters there.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm.
And that's why I call them fly-by-nighters. They take a lot of shortcuts, and the homeowners don't really get what they're paying for. Quality.
Mm-hmm.
Because once the roof is there and they're gone, and it starts lifting up because they didn't nail it properly, usually I find that they don't come back.
I'd like to ask you a little bit about what's it feel like, your time on the roof.
I just enjoy everything that I get involved in, and it has to do with attitude.
Yeah, what's your attitude? What have you learned about attitude while you've been doing this?
Well, I find if you have a bad attitude, you do not give a good day's work. You don't care about the quality, you know, so that's what I find about the attitude. And I work hard to make sure that I have a positive attitude while I work. Because the people that hires me, didn't hire me for a bad attitude. They hired me for the quality of my workmanship, and I have to have my workmanship there precise, so it has to be up to par.
It sounds like there's like 2 of you on the roof. There's you and your quality.
Yeah.
And you're always looking out for the other guy, the quality. Make sure that he's doing okay, and he's held in place by the rope of your attitude.
Yep.
He's hanging on to that line, is he?
I try to have that on all areas of how I do my work.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, I appreciate the time you've taken with me today. Really a great pleasure.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Dr. Debbie.
Thanks. And that's the inside of the Contractor's Corner. This is Dr. Debbie with Renovation Psychology. Be sure to be careful with codes in your area. Check with your state and local building codes. Summer's not over. There's plenty of time to do some good projects, to involve your family and have fun, no matter how old you are. Our home teams can really enjoy each other in these fun projects together. How about teaching a young one how to build a clubhouse? Or see if an elderly neighbor needs some help putting things in order? Or get into that garage or basement you've been putting off. There's still plenty of time this summer to have lots of fun with your home projects. Join us each week on this station or online at renovationpsychology.com. We'd love to hear from you. Come visit our website, send me an email, tell me your story of your home team, ways that you've been putting things together, ideas you've had, solutions, how you've learned about each other, how you've strengthened your home team by working together on your house. We can learn so much about true home improvement by listening to what you've put together in your projects and your experiences. This is Dr. Debbie with Renovation Psychology, wishing you a happy home team.
This show was provided by Renovation Psychology, who is solely responsible for its content. Music gratefully shared with artist permission. Like our music, you can find our artists online. Tooltime Classics by Woody Phillips at Gord.com. Banjo by Tony Triska at Rounder.com. Dixieland by Maple Leaf 7, stjjazz.org. Dr. Debbie provides information and advice as lessons from her experience in renovating and her study of psychology. This information is intended to be helpful, but does not make her your doctor. She is not directing you to carry out her suggestions. You will need to use your own best judgment and consideration of your own circumstances to apply any information in the manner that is right for you. Dr. Debbie's advice is not meant to replace medically necessary professional care. This is Phil Rivera wishing you a happy home team. We hope you enjoy the show. You can visit us online at renovationpsychology.com, where you may learn more about renovation psychology and find Dr. Debbie's fun and helpful book, Putting the Home Team to Work. Renovation Psychology is a registered trademark of Renovation Psychology, LLC.